anything to shame his glorious and holy name. But he healed them all. He healed them all. Those that would appreciate and those that would not appreciate. Finally, it came even that evening, and it's time to eat. Okay, and the apostle said, Lord, send them away. It's time to eat. There's nothing to eat out here, and you've taken care of their medical needs, and there's no food out here. There's no potential. There are no resources. So just send them away. But this is our Savior who has the ability to meet our needs. It doesn't matter he's not under any restriction, whether it's with a little or whether it's with a lot. The Lord is not under any restrictions. It doesn't matter how little your resources may seem in life. If you've got the Lord, you've got everything that you need. Every single thing that you need. And the apostles' answer was, send them away. Send them away. We have in our day and age, what men call possibility thinkers. Napoleon Hill, Glenn Turner, in a spiritual vein, Kenneth Copeland, that crew of the possibility thinkers. Napoleon Hill wrote that book, Think and Grow Rich. You know, it's just possibility thinking. Just think and grow rich. Well, friends, I thought about it, and I'm just as poor today as I was then. I started out, like the old fellow said, I started out poor, and the Lord's blessed me to keep most of what I started out with. That's impossibility thinking. That's not the way it is. But that doesn't mean that we're to be cynical, that we're to be pessimistic. God's people who have a good view of the Lord Jesus Christ in their life are the true possibility thinkers. Most of the apostles at this point in their discipleship were still impossibility thinkers. Lord, there's not here in John's account of this. The Lord Jesus Christ going to teach Philip a little lesson, and Philip was one of those cynical, pessimistic, it can't happen. I remember talking to a church I was pastoring one time about putting in a baptistry, and I said, folks, we really need to put in a baptistry. And I received so much encouragement, the deacon brother looked at me and said, I don't know why we haven't baptized anybody in 10 months here. I don't know why we need to put in a baptistry. I mean, you know, it's true. It doesn't matter. The Lord said, prove me and try me. I mean, we don't care what God said. We haven't baptized anybody in 10 months. And that church probably still hadn't baptized anybody. Philip, he turns to Philip and he says, Philip, how are we going to take care of this problem here? Lord, always looking for those teaching opportunities. Philip, how are we going to take care of this problem? Philip automatically starts thinking in the flesh. Lord, 200 penny worth is not sufficient for all this. A year's wages wouldn't take care of this. And, you know, we're a poor bunch here, Lord. I mean, you bless in a lot of ways, but money is not one of them. And we don't have a year's wages among us. But the Lord always gives us what we need. But there was a spiritual possibility thinker among them. His name was Andrew. I love Andrew. I mean, I love Philip too. He reminds me a lot of me. But Andrew's one of my heroes. Andrew realized a little with the Lord is a lot. It doesn't matter. As long as we've got the Lord on our side, the Lord plus one is always a majority. It doesn't matter.
Amen.
He says, Lord, wait a minute. There's a little boy over here who's got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. A little with the Lord is like. Andrew always saw possibilities. I mean, and Philip was, there are yes men and no men in life. And, you know, yes men have a bad, but, you know, we're programmed to say no. I mean, and the big corporations in America, they recognize that. They train salesmen that way. You sell people by getting them to say no. Use no in a positive way. Do you see any reason? Can you see any reason why you shouldn't purchase this today? That's the way you ask them to buy. Don't ask them to say yes, because people don't by nature want to say yes. You get them to say no. Can you see any reason why you shouldn't buy this today? No. Oh, good. Here, sign on the dotted line. People like to say no. Primitive Baptists like to say no. We can't ever do. We can't do that. Don't you want to help us do this? No, no. Don't. You want to? I mean, you know, it's just hard to get them to say yes sometimes. And Philip was like, no, we can't do this. We can't feed all these people. And Andrew was one of those yes people. He always thought, we can find a way. We can work it out. We'll do it. You know, the Greeks come to Philip, and they want to go see the Lord Jesus Christ. And Philip starts thinking, wait a minute, we're working with the Jews right now in the Jewish community. Greeks, we're not going over to the Greeks, going on to the way of the Gentiles. We'd rather go lost. But no, I don't think we, no, I don't, wait a minute. I could be out on a limb here. We're going to go talk to Andrew about this. And Andrew just like, yeah, no problem. I mean, he's God overall. It doesn't matter. Like the brother preached last night, every kindred, tongue, tribe, and people. Doesn't matter whether they're white, whether they're black, whether they're pink, polka dotted, or whether they're checkerboard. If the blood of Christ is over them, they got a right to a throne of grace.
Amen.
Andrew was a possibility thinker. Doesn't matter where they come from. So Andrew, come on here. What are you waiting on, Philip? Let's go see Jesus. You know, what they want to do to begin with. Cure the Greeks right to the Savior. and they had a wonderful time. He's a possibility thinker. And so, Andrew, 5 loaves, 2 fishes. We can do it. Little is much if God is in it, friends. Little is much if God is in it. And he fed them. He gave them just what they needed. They needed food. He gave it to them. Whatever you need, friends, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. I deal with kids who are severely emotionally disturbed. They have a lot of needs, incredible needs. And I as a pastor, I see an awful lot of incredible needs. And I've got all the want to in the world. I've got all the desire to want to meet those needs. I want to help folks. I want to meet their needs. I try to be a possibility thinker. We'll just make an end run. We'll get around this. We'll get around the system. We'll work over the system, through the system. Anyway, we'll get it done. But every once in a while, I get stopped. I'm just limited in my ability. But listen, friends, you have a Savior. You have a Savior. Not only is it the desire of His heart to help His children, and not only is it your Heavenly Father's desire to help you, I mean, listen, if He sent His Son into this world to die for you, you can believe He's on your side. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him freely give us all things? He's on your side. And friends, he isn't like David Crawford. He's got the want to help folks, but sometimes lacks the ability. But David says, "Thou openest thine hand and satisfied the desire of every living thing." God can take care of them all just with what's in the palm of his hand. No matter with the great storehouses of heaven and the treasures of glory world, he's got the ability, he's got the desire. He's going to see about you. And he blessed them. He fed them. The book says, as much as they would. He's not a spiritual miser with blessing. He fills us up just as much as we would. Limited only by our desire. Our fellowship and our communion with him is limited only by as much as we would. As much as we want to walk with him. As much as we want to talk with him. As much as we want to be filled with him. That's the only limitation. Because he's got him. When he's given and given and given, he's got just as much to give as he did as when he had first begun. May God bless you and keep you, my prayer. Amen.
Amen. First name is grace.
Amazing grace.